Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because we got a guy here who likes to have fun. His name is Alan Bechtold, and he is the author of Will Work for Fun. Three simple steps for turning any hobby or interest into cash. And here's what they say about Alan. They say he's a veteran of more than 23 years of successful online publishing and marketing. Now, folks, 23 years is not a long time, but in the online world, that is a long time, online publishing and marketing. And they also, here's another thing, well, let's get him in here. Alan Bechtold, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on. I'm really happy to be here because I happen to know you're a fun guy.
Well, I try to be, and speaking of which, there's a little controversy here. In your book, the bio says you are the wise old man of the internet.
Yes.
But in the material that they sent me from your publicist, they only said that you were the old man of the internet. So I need to know which is it.
Well, in the last year or so, I wised up.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. So this old man of the internet thing is kind of outdated. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's slightly outdated. We need to revise that.
Yeah, you need to make sure that they don't send that out to anybody else. Well, see, around here, Alan, I'm really kind of impressed by this, because around my place here, they could just call me the old man.
It's always nice to have an of the something when they
you you want to be of something, and apparently I'm not. I'm just the old man. But anyway, it's good to have you here. And 23 years on the internet. Let's see. Okay, so that goes back to the mid 80s.
See, I started in 1984, and actually I actually have been doing 24 years of online publishing.
Right.
I started with the dial-up computer bulletin boards that predated the web by about 10 years.
Well, see, I did 84. Now, that wouldn't be when you got your first Mac, would it?
That would have been when I bought my first Osborne, believe it or not.
Oh, Osborne.
Mac. Yeah, Mac wasn't here yet.
Well, I had no, 84, the Mac was here. I had a I had a Xerox computer,
right.
Believe it or not, back in 80 or 81, and then I got a Mac in 84 with a Hayes 400 baud modem.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
That thing was, I remember, they were blazing. And you're right, Steve Jobs did introduce the Mac in 84.
So. Yeah, but and I didn't have the first serial number, but I had one of the early ones. But that really changed my life, and I'm sure it changed yours too, didn't it?
It opened up a whole new world, but what really opened it up was the day I added that modem. It was the modem more than anything.
Yep. I had a Prodigy subscription. I remember that back in the 80s.
I used to act as an information provider to CompuServe. So
yeah. We didn't know it was the internet back in those days, did we?
No, we dreamed of it, but we didn't know there was one. Hardly, let alone what we dreamed of was no long distance. It wasn't the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It was get rid of these long distance bills any way you can.
Right. Right, exactly. But so one of the things you talk about in your book is how to work for fun. Now I personally, well, let me go back a little further. My grandmother and then my mother would tell me, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yay, man.
And I've been fortunate enough to find that work, but there are a lot of people who don't love what they do. How do we help those guys?
Well, and that's the reason I wrote the book. That goes to the whole core of the issue, Jim. It's you want to look for, when you look back into your hobbies and your interests, the one thing I wrote the book to do is to impress upon people that the primary way, the best way to do it is to start your own business. If you aren't one of the fortunate ones like you and me, start your own business.
Fortunate ones.
Yes, and build it around an interest or a hobby that you already have, because you already are an expert there.
The only reason I chuckle about the fortunate folks, I am fortunate to own my own business. Alan is too, but if he's like me, you know, it didn't just pop up like a chia pet overnight. You know, it took a lot of sacrifice. But here's the thing. I want to qualify something you said, not to disagree with you, because everything you said I agree with. But do you agree? And I'm sure this is I believe this is what you're talking about. When you say start your own business and start building it around an interest, that doesn't prevent you from clocking in tomorrow at your employer's.
Absolutely not. In fact, thanks to the internet, you can start a business so easily today, so inexpensively, that all that risk is gone, and you can work any hours you want. So definitely keep the day job. What I like to do is show people how to build upon that interest, establish themselves as an expert in it, and gradually do so on the web, and keep your job, build this, and if nothing else, I try to be realistic too, Jim. Worst case scenario, what if all it did was pay for what you love to do for fun anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And then
that you used to just pay somebody else for, now it pays you to do it.
Absolutely. When I first, I mean, I love publishing, but I also love music. I applied publishing to music, and it resulted in over 10,000 CDs coming to my door. I didn't make a ton of money, but I had a blast.
We know there's a quick story I'm going to tell you. We know a guy who called on us once a year to take our money for an organization that we like to contribute to. And after a year or two, we found out that he had started a business online selling a certain kind of a motor component for automobile engines of a certain kind, like a collectible kind of thing. Just one kind of aspect of the motor. He started buying those and reselling them, refurbishing them and reselling them. And every year for about 3 years, he told us about the progress of his business, but he kept doing his job. Then one year he showed up and he says, "Well, this is my last trip here." And we said, "Why?" He said, my motor business has gotten so big, I'm going to go full-time.
All right.
Isn't that a great story?
It is.
He had patience.
You have to have a little patience, but it helps if you're still got your job and you're eating.
Yeah.
And it's also, here's the other thing I'm concerned with, Jim, is a lot of people, if you're starting a job part-time and working a job full-time or starting a business part-time, now you've basically got two jobs, and I think that keeps a lot of people from starting. So when you focus on what you already love doing, though, the additional work you're adding on yourself carries you. I mean, it's a lot easier to get done when you love it.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Alan Bechtold is our guest, folks. He is the author of Will Work for Fun, 3 Simple Steps for Turning Any Hobby or Interest into Cash. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Alan Bechtold. Here are the Stones to take us out. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back there, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. We built them for you. They're all free. All the stuff we have there will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Alan Bechtold is our guest. He's the author of Will Work for Fun. He is the wise old man of the internet, not to be confused with the old man of the internet. And Alan, tell us how we can find your book.
You can find my book in better bookstores everywhere. I always love that line because they made the choice to stock it. Also on Amazon. And if anyone's interested, I have a website they could go to where you can order the book coming, but not until, I want you to wait till next Tuesday if you go there. But go there now to find out more about the book and a full-length movie I just released. It's Fun.
All right.
The website is fundamentalu.com.
FundamentalU.com. All right, so check that out. Alan, let's get into the nuts and bolts of helping people have fun and while they work. What are some of the first steps? Well, actually, you got 3 steps. Give us those 3 steps.
Well, the 3 steps are to create a book, launch a newsletter or a blog, and give them both away free to build a list and establish that rapport that leads to sales. And publishing a book, I say publish, not write. You've written 2 books, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote one here.
And publish them.
And publish them. Okay, smart man. I usually publish most of my own, but I wrote that book. In the 6 months I wrote this book, it took me to write this book, my publisher, Wiley Books, turned out, I think it was like 48 books or something.
Yeah.
So I teach people how to think like a publisher. You don't think write, you think acquire.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think and acquire, now you can put out books almost as fast as any publisher. And the mm-hmm. web makes publishing almost free
right.
and easy to distribute.
And,
so,
and you don't have to have Wiley to do it.
Then you don't have to have Wiley to do it. Sorry, Wiley.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Alan. I'm surprised that you went with a major, with your internet savvy and everything. I'm a little surprised you went with Wiley. Not that there's anything wrong with Wiley. That was a great company, but I'm surprised you didn't do your own publishing.
I have for the last. This is the first time I've gone with a brick and mortar publisher.
All right.
And the reason was this was a message I needed to get beyond the choir,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew they would give me that extra push to get me.
You needed some fresh meat out there, didn't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm. No, I wanted to reach the American public that I can't reach because I'm
right.
all my books when I sell them I'm preaching to the choir. They love
That's
it. But
exactly. So, but what do you say to? The average Joe or Jane out there walking around it never occurred to them that they'd write a book.
That's because they don't think they're an expert at anything.
How many times have you heard people say that on this show, folks? How many times have you heard me say it? You're an expert at something.
If you've done it for 30 days or more, there's someone just starting, you can teach.
Mm-hmm.
And establish yourself as an expert, too. So it becomes imperative that... And what better thing to teach someone than something you've loved doing for a while?
Mm-hmm.
If you love playing horseshoes, you know more about horseshoes than the average Joe, probably. You've done
mm-hmm.
it. You love it. And it also makes working... to learn more, a lot more fun, doesn't it?
Well, there's no question. But how do you make money on that, Joe? I mean, Alan.
you take...
the other guy.
You take that book and give it away on the web in return for an email address and name.
Ah.
And now you've established a list, and you can then send them to your newsletter or blog, and that's where you build a rapport, but also work in the carefully crafted... interesting and targeted sales messages for products and services you wish to sell.
Mm-hmm. And maybe even some AdWords, Google AdWords.
AdWords is great. That's a steady revenue builder, and you can work joint ventures with other people and have
them provide the article. But 999 out of 1,000 people are not going to get rich doing what you're talking about. So we want to make sure we don't lead people to think that they're going to get rich, and certainly not quickly.
No, it takes a little work and a little time. That's why I think it's best to choose something that's fun, don't you, Jim?
Right. Oh, absolutely. But I like what you're saying. Now the giveaway of the book thing, that's going to seem kind of weird to people. Why would I write a book and give it away? Blasting Game doesn't give his books away.
Well, and I notice Wiley isn't giving mine away.
Exactly.
Mine away either, but...
Yeah. So why are you want me to buy yours, but you want me to give mine away, Alan?
Because first thing you need in any business, the lifeblood, is a list of customers and prospects.
Yep.
And on the web, the most sought-after product today is free information.
And the book that you're recommending they give away is an electronic book, not a hardback like yours.
Absolutely. That makes the whole proposition as cheap as a few digits being sent over the web.
Right, right.
Absolutely
right.
Free. It costs you nothing. And they are
folks,
giving
folks, he's right about this. I don't know that it's for everybody, but I'll tell you this. I know people besides Alan who are making a lot of money selling ebooks and little e-booklets.
And products related to them is where you make the real money.
Right, right.
You start adding the products. But it's all covered in the book.
Yeah, and you'll get a good understanding, folks, of how the Internet works. And that's another thing. Alan, I think if people follow your advice... They may wander away from your advice and wander over onto their own advice because you're the one who's going to get them started.
That's absolutely my goal.
Yeah, and I know it is. That's the reason why you went with Wiley, right?
That's right.
To get access to that fresh meat out there, right?
fresh minds, Jim. Fresh
okay.
Minds.
All right. Hey, Anna, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
It's fundamentalu.com, spelled just like it sounds. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Alan. See you next time. Alan Bechtold, right. Ladies and gentlemen, Bechtold, if you're Googling him. Quick break, right back with our good friend Doug Stiers, right after these messages. We're going to wow you with small business tax information.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.